walking into the presence of God. In the temple, we see ourselves symbolically walk into the presence of God. Why does the Lord want us to have that experience? He's trying to give us an awareness of who we are and what we can become. The world doesn't teach that at all. It teaches entirely different kinds of goals. And we can get so immersed in the world that we forget our true identity and destination. If we simply stay in the gospel covenant, we will go to the celestial kingdom. In the temple, we literally see ourselves doing that. I believe this experience is profoundly important, especially for people who have never been treated that way, people who have been put down and compared and judged and categorized until they have begun to believe that the image in the social mirror is who they really are. The evil one, whose main tool is discouragement, tells us that we can't do it, that we're not spiritually minded, that we're not celestial material and so forth. But the Lord's program is designed to overcome these false and negative images. In the gospel, and especially in the temple, everything is geared to the unleashing of our divine potential. I pray that our Heavenly Father will help us truly make the temple the center of our worship, which was one of the main themes of President Howard W. Hunter's leadership of our church. As we fully prepare ourselves and learn to concentrate on the things of eternity, I pray that we will receive the fullness of the Holy Ghost that dwells in the house of the Lord. Internalizing the sixth event. Recognizing that the whole purpose for the temple is the creation of eternal intergenerational families, I have suggested as basic initiatives some of the foundational principles our prophets have given us for building strong families. Temple worship itself has little point if we are not attending to our primary family responsibilities. So at the basic level, the personal initiative would be to hold daily family prayer, weekly family home evenings, and consistent scripture-centered devotionals. For the advanced level, the enlarging service initiative would be build a gospel-centered intergenerational family, including the work of transition figures. In carrying on this transitional figure work, let us reconsider the four themes of these six events that we have been discussing. First, there is the process of connecting with the Father and the Son through prayer, or with another person through deep listening, affirming, and serving. This is followed by the process of justification, or becoming perfect in Christ through ordinances. And then there is the lifelong process of sanctification, receiving more and more of the influence of the Holy Ghost in perfecting one's motives, actions, words, and thoughts. In other words, becoming perfect like Christ. The second theme is the connection with the Father in the first vision, the Son through the atonement, and the role of the Holy Ghost in all of the other events, so that more and more of His gifts and powers are impregnated into our natures. Third, you will notice that the six events begin with ideas, correct concepts, doctrine or paradigms about identity, relationships, and the gospel. Then those ideas are given structure through priesthood and the church organization. This leads to behavior, areas for action, for doing, for building a strong celestial family. Fourth and finally, you'll notice in the first two events that we receive knowledge of God, our role, and the power of the atonement. In the next two, we learn to give through priesthood and church work. In the last two, we create. We make the church's three purposes happen, and we create a family, new children in the context of an extended intergenerational family.
This is the end of the fifth CD. Please continue listening on CD number 6.